Well, good morning. Welcome to this segment of what we call Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And I certainly do have a lot of thoughts. I certainly do kind of ramble on sometimes. But really, what I was thinking about today was blessings. We are so blessed, not only in this country, but to be in a world that God had created with each individual unique blessings that we can give and share with other peoples. You know, blessings have to do with both giving and receiving. And we don't talk much about blessing others, but you know, blessings beget blessings, as I like to say. But it's a vital part of our life in Bible times and in our times. Because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. So to bless someone means many things. It means to praise them, to pray for them, which is what we do with this segment, and to commit them to God's care. It's also meant to dedicate and challenge them to live forever with a commitment to God Almighty. It was a challenge to keep and uphold spiritual things. It's really hard in this life, and it's a call for abundance and prosperity for one another. And it's also a way of officially passing on the family inheritance to the oldest son or the daughters or whichever, because of wishes for a rich and abundant life. Those are blessings that are passed down. Also, the blessings of gifts and graces and history and family history. And although it's not always an abundance in the material sense, a blessing, God was recognized for the ultimate source of blessing by the person who blessed the world and walked with the Lord to receive his benefits. To receive God's blessings meant not only to enjoy innumerable and tangible gifts, the gift of life and joy and peace and abundance and children and home and reputation and work and food and all of that, but blessings are a special part of our lives, and sometimes we just overlook blessings. This particular time of the year, September the 11th, which we recognize and understand and remember some of the things that took place during 9/11 and all those tragedies, and also how many blessings came out of that. It's just hard to fathom, because truly and truly all things do work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God and called according to his will and purpose. So God's blessings sometimes in our life are just too many to count or even to mention. His blessings come to us every day in every conceivable form, but yet sometimes the greatest blessings come from suffering or persecution because we have proven ourselves faithful to God. Now, we don't understand a lot about life. I know I always keep saying life is complicated, but blessings are something that we can kind of hang on to because we know there's something much better ahead. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 says blessings come from obeying God. Psalm 84:11 says God blesses those who do what is right. In Proverbs 19:17, God blesses those who help the poor. And then in Galatians and in Revelation, it gives us a challenge. Don't give up your faith, and you will reap great blessings. Wow, that's some wonderful, wonderful things. Well, we do have a lot of people that we need to lift up in prayer and think about. And I'm not sure, because I was out last week, and of the different prayer requests that was mentioned up in church. But we do come together in an attitude of prayer, remembering one another and thinking about one another, encouraging one another in the faith. That's just one of the more blessings. So Phil and Betty are going to be traveling to her brother-in-law, went home to be with the Lord last week. And they're having their memorial service for him this upcoming weekend. So we pray for traveling mercies for Betty and Phil as they travel south to be with family and friends in a time of memorial. So we want to lift them up, and we're grateful that all the people who had wonderful holidays away that are will be back, and we thank you for those. Travis and Tina away last week with their families, and they're back. So we just have so much to be thankful for, and we have so much to pray for. And even though we don't know who is mentioned aloud sometimes, we always know there's prayers in the hearts and the minds of the people this morning. So with that, I'd like to just to close with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. And it is a prayer, as you heard me say many times. Now, these are my own words. I wasn't there, but I just kind of imagined the disciples sitting around a campfire at the end of the day, a long ministry day, and talking and sharing the day. And Jesus would always be there with them and eat and all that, and then he would go off by himself. And they were kind of curious of why he went off by himself. And they asked him one day, "Lord, why do you go off by yourself?" "Well, I'm God manifested in the flesh, you know. So while I'm here in this earthly body, I'm like you guys. I get tired and I get hungry. And I also need to talk to the Father." Talk to the Father. Can we do that? Yeah, you sure can. And he gave them this prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer, or a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with, as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day, and look forward to seeing you in person sometime soon. God loves you, and so do we.